When I move out of the prostaglandins to work on EDRF nitric oxide, I went to a completely new world, and now I'm meeting mitochondria people, and I feel very shy and very humble because I don't know half as much of what they know about the mitochondria when I'm making some of the statements. But it's a very exciting situation because you go completely new. You don't have the weight of the excessive knowledge. And you can ask very naive questions, some of which turn out to be interesting. When I started to work on mitochondria, I knew very little about mitochondria. I only knew that complex 4 was inhibited by nitric oxide. And my earliest interactions with people who knew about mitochondria was for me to understand what the basic knowledge of mitochondria was and to put to them some of these questions. And I had several experiences in which I said, I have done this experiment and this is the result I get. And I had several experiences of people knowing a lot about mitochondria who said to me, that's not possible. It turned out that the experiment was right, not the textbook. And that is the excitement of the, if you want, the naive approach. The work on mitochondria has been very interesting. As I said to you, it has taken me from one problem to another, to very fundamental questions that I never expected to get into. For example, one of the things that is very attractive to me at the moment in terms of understanding is how much we really depend on burning oxygen and how much we are using of other, which have been considered more primitive ways of sources of energy like glycolysis. And whether our cells constantly live by using oxygen or sometimes use glycolysis, not as a backup, but as a balancing mechanism, we have no idea. So we are going into very basic, very fundamental questions in terms of cell survival and cell death and cell defense, which have to do with the metabolic aspects of it. I think that what we are doing, which I think is very useful, is that there have been many, many years of molecular biology mapping details of pathways, and we have, if you want, slightly forgotten functionality. I come from a functionality background, being a pharmacologist and a medic, and what we are trying to do is put molecular pharmacology together with some biochemistry and function to see if by marrying the two, we can really understand cell physiology and pathophysiology in a modern way.